Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by Sky Diamonds. Well, this is just a sad story, Carla. A guy on vacation in Australia had ordered a prostitute for the weekend, but when she didn't match the description, he tried to get her to leave.
In fact,
to the point where he intentionally set off the sprinkler system, flooded the entire floor of the apartment building.
Now get out of here. Go on.
Well, he's been hit with a $1,500 fine, so.
Yeah. Well, isn't that the chance you take when you order a prostitute online? Jeez.
That's actually pretty cheap considering the prostitute and the damage.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's Australia. Yeah.
That's a good point,
However,
Morty. Thank you.
She got nothing, apparently. Yeah. Okay, then.
Love your reasoning there. Student in Wales is suing a college there because he feels like he didn't get the grades he deserved.
Yes.
So he's suing. Wouldn't you love to be able to do that? I mean, well, you're smart.
Yo, yeah, I'm smart.
See?
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to have sued. Believe me, I would love to have sued.
I would have loved to have been as a kid, tell my dad, you know, 10, 11, 13.
Yeah.
Listen, I know the grades aren't good.
Yeah.
But they're truly not the grades I deserve.
No, and I think we need an attorney. That's what we need to do. We
dad,
need to get a lawyer.
I suggest legal action.
Jeez, good.
Would have loved to have heard that response.
What class? Did he learn that from?
Yeah. Mike, I'm going to save the best for last. Little New York girl, she was told she couldn't have any Halloween candy until her loose tooth came out. So she said, fine. She tied her tooth to a string, then attached it to the end of a Nerf gun. She did it a little different way, and boosh, guess what? It came out.
Nice.
Her tooth came out. She got her Halloween candy. Yeah, it's kind of a little good news story, but I'm just giving you a little idea instead of the doorknob. Because that can go terribly wrong.
I love that way.
Terribly wrong. Now, listen to this one. We talk about this a lot on the air. Security guard from Charlotte, Michigan has been suspended from her job because there's a warrant out for her arrest.
Oh,
Mindy is her name. She's about to get a promotion when her boss ran a background check on her. Lo and behold, it revealed that she had an overdue library book.
What? You're kidding.
Yeah. However, I don't know how far this goes back. $72 fine she has.
Wow.
$72. Library sent the fine to a collection agency. Now she has to pay over $500 or go to jail for 93 days.
And is fired from her job.
Yeah. She set up a GoFundMe.
See, that sucks.
To cover the cost of her scandal. The scandal. So, yeah. So, be careful out there. We joke about it, but be careful out there, people.
Return the books.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know,
be
Morty.
Kind and rewind.
Morty. Mm-hmm. Morty.
I'm in a different state.
Morty. I'm in a different state.
Boy.
I'm on
never
the
truer a statement than
I
that.
Know. It's Tuesday. That's your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.